we found him. We found assistant coach Ben Johnson. Wanted to get him over here. And big smile on his face. And for all the heartache we had to suffer through last season, I want to make sure these assistants get over here when we get to enjoy a hard-fought victory like this. And it was hard work. Coach, you guys were up working hard throughout that game. Coach Porter, you could tell how bad he wanted this one. And although early going, you knew just kids hadn't seen it before, hadn't played against anything quite like this, and you knew they were going to have a feeling out period. And but they responded, and this group, different from previous years, they don't panic. There's still a poise there. You can see the wheels turning, and then eventually they figured it out.
Yeah, no question about it. Just really, really happy for our kids. Coach Porter, our coaching staff, and they just show, they're showing a resiliency, and like you mentioned, different styles. You know, we play Maine one night, who's so, you know, just unique and different, and plays more of a slow, deliberate style and well executed. And then this, you know, just, you know, you got 40 minutes of chaos, and it's creative chaos, and they're so good at it and turn people over, and it causes you to play faster than maybe you're capable of. But I give our guys a lot of credit, just their resiliency. Portland State came out, jumped us, and but our guys kept their cool, held their poise, and then just kind of whittled away and just made plays.
And once again, we see different contributions from spots maybe you're not expecting. But I thought I'll start. You know, Chase Adams didn't score a lot. He had that layup at the end after the steal to tie things up at halftime. But you look, 9 assists, 2 steals, just 3 turnovers. He played 38 minutes, but he was the trigger man. I don't think people understand how important it is for that guy to get the ball inbounds against full court pressure, and you put it in the hands of a 5'7" freshman.
No question. I mean, he's got the heart of a lion, and he's a special player. And, you know, we haven't had someone like him in this program for quite a while. Probably Wintering's the closest, you know, most recently. But he's got a lot of potential. The guys love him. They believe in him, and he believes in himself. And just, you know, just to have the poise, confidence to play, you know, at this level as a freshman, and, you know, 9 assists, 3 turnovers in that setting, that's pretty impressive. So a good sign for things to come.
The offense came in spurts. Got down 10 early, started to grind it back. Diabate, Hugh were able to get down low. Then they adjust, and then it was Isaiah White found his mid-range game, kind of settled things down on that final push to get you back tied. You see the savviness of him, a graduate transfer, and understanding. I think the guys started to realize who could guard them and who couldn't, because they're switching everything as you're cutting baseline and coming up.
Yeah, we made some adjustments, and our guys made some really good in-game adjustments. And again, Isaiah, what a tremendous game. 21 points, 8 assists, 1 turnover against that kind of pressure. And again, you mentioned his maturity, fifth-year grad guy. You know, that's what you want. He's been a tremendous addition for us. And you know what? I know he's kind of nursing a bad ankle, so you know he had to take some toughness pills too and fight through it. But yeah, credit to him. Credit to our big guys inside. You know, they took advantage of some opportunities. I give Jacob Tryon gave us a tremendous lift off the bench and really contributed and showed some toughness tonight. Got some big rebounds and then converted those free throws that were critical at a critical time.
That was huge. Yeah, he was perfect. 8 of 8 from the line. 2 field goals. They only gave him 1 block shot. I know he had 2 and he might have had 3. He affected a great many others there down the stretch. And when D got into foul trouble, went to him. I thought Taki was big in the second half as well, as kind of a relief guy when the pressure came and the double teams came in the backcourt. He's long. They could look up. They could find him. And he could just settle things down and let that pressure decompress until Chase or JoJo could get it in the hands and start the offense.
Yeah, no question. You know, we did a good job preparing. I thought Coach Gavin had a great scout and a great game plan along with Coach Porter. And it was our plan to kind of look middle and then look down the floor and stretch them. And we were able to do that more consistently throughout the game. And so that was a big part of our game plan, and we executed it. So it was good for our guys.
And again, held your own on the glass for the most part. They knew who got injured there. That was big for them. He's their best guy in the paint, and so you were able to take advantage. But I thought the guards, as a group, kept balls alive, tapped balls out. They didn't get too many just right at the rim putbacks. There were a few fluky plays, but other than that, compared to last year, much better job on the
last. I want to talk about last year, Jason. Last year they had 27 offensive rebounds. Yep. So, you know, this year, bend but don't break. So this year, 17 offensive rebounds. And what they were able to do last year, they got them, and then they threw them out for uncontested open three-point shots, so which they made.
Yep.
And that was a critical difference. So, yeah, credit to our guys. We showed some toughness, showed some resiliency, and, you know, just keep building on what we're trying to do and our plan of attack.
Best start since 2014 for the Pilots, and now you got three in a row at home. Quick turnaround Saturday, UC Davis, Aggies, another matinee start, and then you'll have another week off to kind of, one, heal guys up, let them get their legs back underneath them, and two, work on some of the individual things that you were able to do the previous week. So in three games at home that you would look at and say these are games that are gettable and we really should get.
Yeah, every game's a challenge for us. And, again, every night it's going to be someone different. Tonight was Jacob Tryon. Taki hit some shots late. Malcolm carried us in the first half.
Yep.
It was just so tough and aggressive. And Malcolm's just been just a pillar of consistency for this program. And I don't think he always gets the credit that he deserves, but he's just a tough kid, takes charges, does kind of the glue for us. And it's going to be the same way on Saturday when we play UC Davis. You know, someone else is going to step up and make plays, and that's what I like about this group. They've just showed an internal toughness, and that's got to keep building, just keep getting better.
Assistant Coach Ben Johnson, great all-around effort for the guys, just grinding it out for 40 minutes, and I saw all the coaches grinding it out along with them all 40 minutes. So thanks so much for stopping by. Can't wait to see you on Saturday afternoon out at the Child Center as the kickoff three-game homestand.
Awesome. Thanks, Jason.